Om Shanti. Good morning. We've had two powerful muralis. One yesterday, transmission from Madhuban. And again this morning, Baba's murali is again very powerful. But I was just seeing that there's a question that many people have. And Daddy Janki used to say to us, don't say that, find another question for me. And the questions used to be, how do I become humble, how do I do this, how, do you remember? Daddy just would refuse to acknowledge those questions. And that's because Baba actually tells us how to in every murali. When Baba's giving us a direction, Baba's also telling us the method of how to be able to apply it. And I know that some years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, there was a whole period when people told me that the fastest selling books in bookstores were within that section, which was how to. And there were lots of different things. How to buy a house, how to sell a house, how to do this, that, and the other, and the other. Simple things, complicated things, many things. So they used to say, well, Baba's really is a how-to manual, telling us how to do this. Now I think the phase has changed in the books that are most popular, are the ones you can download probably, but also meditation, self-development. This has really been coming up. But I want to pick up on a few things in which Baba has explained how to through these muralis. And in yesterday's murali, I think it was yesterday or maybe it's today. I think it's yesterday. Baba's talking about check and change. It was yesterday, no? Okay. So it's a very nice expression. Check and change. And Baba's using the English words. And this was Baba using them in the 80s. No, I think yesterday's murali was 2008 or 10. And today's murali is from the 80s. But anyway, it's a long time ago that Baba was using this expression. And we started using it for youth programs much later. But check and change is directly from Baba. And so Baba's saying that, very interesting comment from Baba. If when you've checked something and you've seen it in yourself, change it immediately. Otherwise, the soul gets weaker and secondly, the time has gone. And that expression, the time has gone, really caught my attention. Because, yes, if I'm seeing something that's in me, I've checked and I can see that. If I don't see it, that's another complication. That's a separate story. But if I've checked and I've seen that things aren't as they could be or should be, they're not according to what Baba expects of me or what I would want for myself. And if I don't change it, definitely the soul is going to get weaker and weaker. And so whatever courage and strength I have today, immediately after checking, and I take that step, Baba's help is available, Dharma is with me. And if I don't, yes, I become weaker, but also it's as if that moment has gone by. When I realize something, to change it at that time, I'm going to have the power of my realization, but also Baba. But also it's as if time is giving me a push. And so time helps me change at that moment. I remember Nizar Bhai telling me more than once, because he saw it within Serve Africa, and then again later on within Future of Power. And he said that when Baba told us to Serve Africa, we presented the plan to Baba And Baba said, yes, go ahead. That first year was magic. Everything happened so fast. We found the hands, we sent the hands, visas were no problem. Many countries got served, 48 countries got served in Africa that had never been touched. Can you imagine 48 countries and finding hands for 48 countries? But Mauritius helped and South Africa helped and all the other places, and it just happened. And then he said, we've got a few countries that we haven't been able to reach, and it's such hard work. It's as if that time that Baba's special drishti was on that land, and things are happening very fast, and it just happened. And again, with Future of Power, he said the same thing, that when I told Baba this is what we'd like to do, and Baba gave blessings, then Baba said, put a time limit to it. And so that first year was, at that time, Nizar Bhai thought 1 year. And that happened again very, very fast. And later, it took more effort. So there's a time for everything. And Baba's help is available at that moment. Otherwise, it's like then I'm trying to do something, but I'm already weaker. I don't have the strength, and that sanskar has become even stronger, and it's going to take much more effort for me to make it happen. And yes, Baba's help is always available. At least until now it is. Baba still says it's not too late. It might become too late very soon, but at the moment still. So check and change, and Baba mentioned these two ingredients within that. Again, I think it's yesterday, not today, but Baba's spoken about how to have success in something. And it's two words that you've often heard. But again, if you just reflect on it and Baba's connection of that with success, and Baba's used the words nirman and nimit, and humility and being an instrument. And so where there's the thought, I can do it, Baba's going to say, go ahead, try, see what you can do. And if there's a thought, well, I'm an instrument and it's Baba's task, and Baba has to make it happen, then whatever effort I put in is my fortune, my time, my thoughts, my energy, whatever it is. So that's going to bring me fortune. But if I'm looking for instant results, it might not happen. It might take a few years while the seed has been planted, and it takes time, and you don't disturb it if you keep poking around. Why isn't it growing? Why isn't it growing? So I know that with some situations, you continue to do service tirelessly. Just keep on with it, keep on with it. That discipline, that principle, that practice is good for the soul. But also, whatever seeds are being planted, you don't know what's going to take root. So just with that humility and awareness that it's Baba's service, so let me do it with that love. Baba's been talking about serving with your bones yesterday in the Sakar Murli. So serving with your bones, serving from your heart, serving with love. And the results will come at the time when they are supposed to come. You can't push a tree to give you fruits earlier than the right season. And when you do pick the fruits and ripen them with artificial means, we've all had that experience. They do that with mangoes and bananas. They don't taste the same. Really, they don't. And so, the right moment, but also nimit. I am an instrument. And the reality is that in any task of service, it's the cooperation of a whole team that makes it happen. It can never, ever be one individual. Baba had said at one point when the big conferences were happening in Madhuban, I can date it, it was around 84, 85, and a group of the seniors in Madhuban had spoken to Baba and said, Baba, the village is really not supporting us, and because because all these guests are coming. It's been headlines in the press everywhere in India that so-and-so is coming to Mount Abu, to the Brahma Kumaris. And so there's a lot of jealousy that's come up. And Baba said to them, serve them with a lot of love and humility, the village people. But also, whoever is involved in the program, right from the people on the stage, to the people preparing the stage, to the people doing the cleaning, to the people doing everything. If they didn't do their task in the way that they did with love, the last conference, but now the next conference, then the results are not going to come. And so they hear something on the stage, and then the person who's serving them food, they were all residential guests, if they're not doing it with a smile, if they're not doing it with the right attitude, then what are these people going to think? That, you know, this is just words, just like with everybody else. So whatever is happening, and whoever is engaged in that program, everyone contributes, everyone has an impact. And Baba related that story of the king who had no attachment, and so the sannyasi deciding to go and prove that that's not possible. And so he tells a sentry on duty, the prince has died while he was hunting in the forest. And the sentry is quite attached, okay, he goes to others, same story. He goes to the queen, same detachment. Now for a mother to be detached, it's quite something. But having gone through everyone in the kingdom, he then realized that yes, the king truly is detached. This is why everyone in the kingdom is detached also. So why Baba shared that story, that everybody's role is essential. And that creates the culture, that creates the atmosphere, and that brings success in service. So whatever it is that I'm the instrument for, it's my fortune. But if I'm playing that role with that awareness, that means that there will be support and cooperation. If I think I can do it, everybody will get detached and say, okay, you do it. Do it yourself. But the atmosphere of love and cooperation comes when humility and this awareness of being an instrument that comes. Then there's success. So Baba's talking to the team of Sevadharis, but is talking about the success that comes in that way. So we know these things, and then how come we're not doing it? And then today's Murali is very clear. Four types of detachment. But the secret of coming to that stage of detachment, practice. There isn't another shortcut to it. It is the only way. And so the detachment from the body, first step of detachment. And Baba is saying, let it become completely natural. Just like you had no idea of the soul and you just thought you were the body. And so in your dreams, in your thoughts, this was the image. Can you turn that around and make it so that the soul state becomes natural? Well, we've had 2,500 years to develop this to become natural, and we don't have that much time. But the other thing that's on our side is that this is real. This wasn't real. And also soul consciousness brings happiness. This kept bringing us sorrow. And so the advantage, when I am soul conscious, then yes, there's a very different experience of lightness, of joy, of Baba's love. Maybe the biggest benefit, to experience Baba's love. And again, how many times have all of you been asked, and I've been asked, how do I experience Baba's love? And Baba has this one word, nyara, detach, detach, detach. And then, yes, pyara, loved by God, loved by others. But what fascinated me in this particular Murali again, today you hear it, the time that Baba spent in talking about detachment from the body is about this much, a very short paragraph. And I think it's because Baba has explained to us about soul consciousness again and again and again in the Sakar Muralis. And the Dadis always say that early days, what did Baba make us practice? It was just simply soul consciousness. Detach, detach, detach. Detach from the body, detach from bodily relatives, detach from facilities, detach from your sanskars. They thought Baba was God. They didn't know the Shiv Baba was different, Brahma Baba was different. That came a little while later. And so, what was their yoga? It was detachment. I, the soul, detached. What was their practice when they were sitting in silence and maintaining silence for 5 days or a week or 10 days, whatever it is that Shiv Baba would give instructions for? It was the same. Can I see you as a soul? Am I in the awareness of myself as a soul? Can I be detached from everybody I've left behind and have no waste thoughts about them? Daddy's story about the shawl, she didn't even want to keep that. But everything, detach, 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 detach. And so in that, Baba's saying, if you practice this now, then you'll be able to manage the later scenes that are going to come. And in those days, regularly we had water shortages in Madhuban. We didn't have that whole system of so many bore wells, or we didn't have Peace Park to be able to bring water from there. Very different. And so when water was not available, then it was quite a serious situation, and we really had to cut everything to be able to manage with a small amount. So this is the Murali from 87. And I was saying that now you just had to manage without water for a short time. How well did you manage? And if you didn't manage very well, and of course it's not just water to drink, it's water for food. And so, and then Baba's mentioned fire. So again, I'm thinking that Baba's talking about food to quite an extent. So the water you need for the food, the fire you need for the food. So Baba's saying, what if fire is not available for you? And so, what is it that I'm dependent on? The largest section that Baba's spoken about is facilities and being dependent on matter and nature, outside nature, and my comfort. And so the things that I'm comfortable with today, if each one of those facilities were to be removed, how would I manage? And Baba said, experiment. Like in the days in Karachi, they had just millet chapati and they had buttermilk, that's it. And that is the food of the poorest of the poor in India. And people normally say, well, my stomach's a bit delicate, I won't be able to digest millet. I've got asthma, I won't be able to manage with buttermilk. All sorts of excuses. And I'm not saying they're only excuses, but reasons. Okay, my health won't manage, it's true. But that 15-day span in which, and Baba said, if somebody really feels they don't want to do this because of whatever reason, there'll be a kitchen that will provide food for them, whatever they feel they can manage. How many people went to the special kitchen? No one. And everybody just simply managed. And I was saying the reason why you were able to manage is because you knew it was Baba's direction. And because of your love, you wanted to follow that direction. And so that stage where you're not dependent, even the subject of bodily relations, Baba hasn't taken time about that, just again, very short. but dependency on possessions and facilities. Baba's taken a long time to explain it in detail. So it's telling you something, isn't it? Also that, of course, Sakar Baba has taken those two subjects of body and bodily relations in a lot of detail, but dependency on external things. It's a very, very big subject, and where maybe it's not so much that I need, but the other thing that comes in very often is, so-and-so has this, so why should I not have the same? And that becomes a big maya. Again, how many waste thoughts? And my Baba's always told us that if you're busy looking at whatever it is others are doing or others have, you don't have time to look at yourself. And so forget about what others are doing. That's their business, their karma, their story. But can I be free from dependency? And can I experiment with what Baba's told me to? The daddies always used to have another point, early days. Things have changed so much that they didn't talk about that too much later. But they said how when they first came, and I'll give you that Janki's example again, Daddy had the thought, what am I giving in terms of service to the Yajna, and what am I taking from the Yajna? And am I taking more from the Yajna than I'm actually giving to the Yajna? And so, issues often talked about these things at some point, so I won't go into the detail of that. But the whole subject of give and take, and my relationship with the Yajna, of course, means with Baba. And she wasn't talking about the happiness and the joy and the love and the power that Baba gives, but she was talking about very external physical things. So to keep that in mind also. And the fourth subject that Baba's talked about, so the body, bodily relations, and then possessions and facilities, and then of course your sanskars and nature. And Baba's used an expression, the sanskars of the body. And I remember having a conversation with Daddy about it, because I said to her, but sanskars are in the soul, the sanskars are not in the body. And she explained at that time, and since then I've understood a bit more, but she explained at that time that whatever actions or whatever I'm doing, thinking, speaking, doing, when I'm in body consciousness, then it's those recent sanskars of Ravan that emerge. And so body consciousness and the negative sanskars that we carry are very much connected with the body of Kali Yuga and the experiences I go through in Kali Yuga. And so when I detach from the body, then I detach from those sanskars. And that makes total sense, of course. But the other thing that I've understood through the years now is that it's not only mind that impacts body, which it does. My mind isn't well, then I don't feel like eating, I can't sleep, all sorts of things happen. But also, whatever are the experiences, and it seems to be connected more with negative experiences rather than positive experiences, and that's because positive experiences are more subtle. They come and they go very quickly, at least in Kali Yuga. In Sat Yuga it's different, but they come and go very fast. But the negative experiences of anger, of pain, of sorrow, they create an imprint in your body. And so the aches and pains that we have, there's now a lot of people who talk about these things and explain these things, how they are all connected with the experiences of the soul. And they're recorded not just in the form of sanskars in the soul, but they're also recorded in the body. And so my immediate reaction when I see a person for whom I've had negative thoughts, that negativity is going to come up again. But also, you see a person that you're happy to be with, and there's a different physical feeling that you have about it. And so mind-body connections are being explored by the world out there in a very deep way. And so Baba knows all this, of course, and so Baba's saying in today's Murali, the sanskars and the nature connected with the body, and that's going to be negative. And that's going to be, of course, all the things that we know about. So today's Murali again, not just what we need to do, but explaining the how to, and explaining what we need to do. And just want to spend a few minutes on yesterday's main topic. The other things I've mentioned came in Baba talking to groups and things, but purity, and then the connection that Baba made with putting a full stop. How come I hear the Murali, and where did I put the full stop after the Murali that I'm not able to emerge the Murali in my mind? And probably it's because I've kept my mind and intellect occupied with so many other things that while listening it was fine. But afterwards I have to scratch my head and say, what did Baba speak about? And yet when somebody said something negative, or there's been a little situation of upheaval, do I have to scratch my head afterwards to think about it and say, what happened? It's imprinted so deeply that I can't put a full stop to it. And so why did I allow that to happen? And so when Baba's saying the purity and then also the full stop, I was just seeing the connection of how to there also. Of course, there's all the disciplines of purity that we have to follow, the celibacy, the food, and many other things. But the subtle aspect of purity that Baba was talking about, where there's waste thoughts, where there's negative thoughts, that also Baba brings in within the subject of purity, which of course it is. And then the full stop. You don't often hear Baba connect purity and full stop together. But this time Baba was connecting it together. And that's because, absolutely, if my attitude is one towards others of purity, then in that awareness of good feelings, good wishes, my mind won't be repeating it. And so it's very easy to, the day has gone by, good things have happened, and you just are left with a good feeling. You're not left with something that's buzzing around in your head all the time. But where something I take as negative, and in all situations it's, what is my take on it? Is my take on something that's negative one of compassion? I'm not left with a bad feeling after that. I'm just left with a feeling of compassion. But it doesn't leave that imprint. Compassion is one of those positive virtues that, again, unless I cultivate it, it comes and goes, but I have to keep it and cultivate it. Happiness, I have to cultivate. Do you have to cultivate anger? Trying to get rid of it and it's not going. But the good things, they come and they go very quickly. And so if I make sure that my thoughts are filled with good wishes and an attitude of nothing but good feelings for all, it's going to be very easy to put a full stop and maintain that state of purity and next thing, and be very clear. But a negative feeling coming, and I'm not putting a full stop instantly, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And my attitude will change. It'll cause me physical aches and pains also, probably. But no, let me learn to put a full stop. Again, Baba said, if you practice it. Today, if you practice it, it's taking you time. But you're aware of it. Otherwise, we are not even aware of these things. We're not aware that there's all this huge storm of waste thoughts that are going on. Much later, you realize. But when you're in it, you don't even realize it. And so, to be able to check and change, really catch yourself, because you're aware, you're alert, and you're able to take action to deal with it instantly. One last thing. Baba's mentioned in, I think it's today's Murali, I'm putting all things together, but today's Murali, and Baba's talked about stubbornness as being something that really prevents you from achieving detachment and God's love and success. And so, if there's a principle, yes, let me hold on to that principle and be determined, then in that case you won't call it stubbornness, it's determination. But if it's something that's not a principle, it's simply because I want it, and I'm trying to prove myself right, I'm stubborn about it, now that's going to be a sanskara that I'm going to have to deal with. And so, you don't normally put stubbornness in the list of negative sanskaras that you're dealing with, but today Baba highlighted stubbornness and trying to prove yourself right. So, ego coming in there also. So, Baba's really, really trying to make sure that from all sides, he's giving us a push to perfection and reach that stage that, number one, Baba said, it's a whole division. It's not just one individual, but number one. And if you're thinking, I can't make it to number one, number two is okay. Baba said, that's lazy effort. That's not the right effort. And so keep your vision high, and Baba will help you get there. Om Shanti.